Welcome to the Reasonable Faith Virtual Chapter Podcast. My name is Matt Bilyeu. This podcast has the audio portions of our discussions on a Discord server. I certainly recommend joining that server so that you can join in the discussion and see the slides. You can find a link to the server in the show notes. You can also email me at matt.bilyeu, that's B as in boy, I-L-Y-E-U, at reasonablefaith.org. That's matt.bilyeu at reasonablefaith.org. I look forward to chatting with you.
For now, we're going to go ahead and dive into objections. So the first and most often repeated one is, what about other religions? And so that's actually raised, I think another of our members, Prince Robot, raised that earlier by posting a video that kind of made that point. What about these other religions that sort of claim to have those sorts of experience? Well, there's sort of three initial responses that I'm going to give, and then we'll get into a few points on a few specific religions. So the first response that I would give is that I'm always going to weigh my own experience more than somebody else's testimony. Now, why would that be the case? Well, I'll give you kind of two reasons. First of all, it seems pretty obvious to me. It's pretty straightforward. I remember when I was a kid and I would get in trouble and I would try to lie to my dad to get out of it. I would tell him, oh, no, I didn't do it. It was somebody else, or something else happened. And he would tell me, you know, who am I going to believe, you or my lying eyes? And it was a rhetorical question, because obviously he's going to believe what he sees over what his kid is telling him he should see. And so there's sort of an obviousness to that. But also there's more ways for somebody else's testimony to be wrong than there is my own experience. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, there are various ways that your own experience can be wrong. You can misperceive, you can not be in your right faculties at the time. There's various ways in which you can, you know, have an experience, you know, and it be wrong and be wrong about your experience. But there's also ways that somebody else can be wrong in what they're telling you, right? So somebody's saying something to you, there's ways that that can go wrong too. So somebody could be lying to you, or they could be not communicating clearly. Maybe they're just not articulating it well. They could be mistaken themselves or remembering wrong, whatever the case may be. So there's various different ways that their testimony can be wrong. It's sort of a double whammy, right? They could have their own first-person experience, have all of those that attend their first-person experience be wrong. And in addition to that, there's the testifying to you. So there's another step where things can go wrong. Whereas with you, considering your own experiences, there's only that first step in ways that your experience could be wrong. It is, you know, so there's sort of, I wouldn't say twice as many, but there's more ways for somebody else's testimony to their experience to be wrong than for your own experience to be wrong. Second, even if we, you know, admit or whatever the legitimacy of all of these experiences, the fact that there's contradictory responses or claims being made from them implies a problem at stage two. Remember our triad, where it was three stages. There's the subject, there's the perception or interpretation, and then there's an object. And so saying, well, hey, there's all these different people who are saying competing things, the best that you could conclude from that is that there's a problem with perception. It's difficult to perceive, or that there's some sort of challenge there. You wouldn't conclude, because a lot of people have different takes on something, or even contradictory takes on something, that therefore there is no object, right? So if you're at a parade and there's floats going by, right? And you ask different people in the crowd, well, what was the color of the last float? One says green, one says blue, one says orange. You wouldn't say, well, there was no float. You would say, okay, well, somebody's remembering wrong or something. Maybe the light was hitting in a different way. You wouldn't deny that there was an object. You would deny that there was something going on with interpretation or perception. And so at best, these different religious claims imply a problem at stage two. It doesn't actually undermine the claim at stage three that I think the critic would need to undermine in order to overcome this. And then we go back to our first claim, where, like, that's why I would weigh my own experience more than somebody else's testimony, because there is that sort of double whammy there. And then thirdly, and this is, I think, came up a lot, if you pay attention to that video that Prince had posted, if you look at the object that they're claiming, a lot of times the object is themselves. You know, they'll say like, well, I felt this, you know, sensation going up my back. Well, that's claiming a physical sensation in your body. The object it is that you're experiencing is your own body. You're not saying that you experienced God in that claim. You're saying you experienced your own body, and then you had a claim about God that you interpreted from it. Well, that's not our triad, right? Our triad, because that's subject, experience, you know, perception, interpretation, and then subject, right, is the object. So there's not like this additional layer. So one thing with these religions is you got to kind of pay attention. What is the exact object that they're raising?
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you find these podcasts helpful, please subscribe and share them with a friend. Also, please join our Discord server for live discussions. You can find the server link in the show notes along with my email address. I'll see you next time.